Hello and welcome to Guy Perryman Interviews. Our travel companion today is Sarah Soutard, dancer, singer, actor from London's West End stages to Tokyo for the musical Chicago in the role of Roxy. The conversation took place in Sarah's dressing room backstage at Theatre Orb Shibuya in April 2024 and is also being broadcast across Japan on my InterFM radio show. Enjoy the journey. It is wonderful to welcome on board Sarah. I need your help here.
Soutard.
Because I would have said Soutard, which is ridiculous, but one more time.
Soutard.
Yes. Which is a Belgian name.
Yeah, Belgian name, yes.
But you're now a London gal.
I am indeed. Yeah, I've lived there now for 30 years, dare I say.
Well, welcome to Tokyo. Welcome back to Tokyo. You've been here before.
I have. I came last year with the touring company of Chicago, yes.
I'm going to ask you a Tokyo question in a while, but first of all, I have seen on your Instagram, you've actually done a bit of sightseeing already.
I did. We did get a bit of time off in the schedule this time. So last time it was really tight and I just wanted to preserve my energies. But this time, you know, I've managed to do a little bit of sightseeing and it's been extraordinary.
Yes. You're on the springtime roller coaster weather-wise. One day warm, sunny, lovely. The next day wet and damp like today.
I know, but it's nice to have variety. It's not like wet all the time like in London.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to springtime in Tokyo. And you are here for Chicago the musical. Why do you love Chicago? Do you love Chicago?
I adore Chicago. It's deeply rooted within my bones and my heart. I started out as an ensemble member originally in the West End and gradually worked my way up and managed to land the role of Roxy.
Yes.
And I haven't looked back ever since. And I keep coming back to her because I just, she's so an incredible part for a woman to play.
I was going to say, Chicago the musical has a lot of very strong female characters, so it must be a wonderful show for female performers to play.
Yes, and it's not always like that. There's lots of shows I've done where it's a very male-dominating show and they really are exposed in that way, but this is for women. It's fabulous.
Why do you love Roxy?
Ah, there's so many layers to her. There's so much more to her than just sort of what you visually can see, the jazz and the style. But there's so many more layers. And every time I come back to her, there's something new to discover. Yeah, she's passionate. She's quirky. She's extremely interesting.
Is there a little bit of you in her or her in you, do you think?
I think we can all find a little bit of her in us if we dare to dig. Yes. Yeah.
I think it's interesting, one of the points of her character I find fascinating, and especially in the world we live in today, she likes the element of fame. She loves the concept she's going to be famous.
I think that's her main goal, and she's sort of given up on it. But then she stumbles upon killing her husband, her lover, and ends up in jail and finds herself surrounded by these women, especially one in particular, who's managed to make herself famous through her predicament. And the concept of fame and fortune, which is still very relevant, I find, for any means necessary to get there. She sees a way. She sees a light. There's a light, a potential of her being famous after many, many years of not really just being in the chorus and not really making it.
Well, I was thinking about the relevance of today with social media, reality TV, et cetera, all these people who just want to be famous.
That's why this show is, in its simplicity, so relevant still. Yes, it's very much with social media, people would do a lot to be able to get recognition, fame, fortune.
Let's go back to the beginning of your famous story. Was there something or someone that came into your life and got you on your musical or your theatre, your performing trajectory?
Since I was very small, I knew performing was in my soul and what I wanted to do, like Diddy. And then I trained as a ballet dancer because that's sort of where I found joy. I never really thought about musical theatre as such, just performing in general. And then I stumbled upon, I needed work, I'd finished my education, and there was a part in Cats that was particularly right for me. It was a situation more than a person that occurred. Yeah, and then of course being inspired by all these amazing performers around me. Yeah, lots of people.
Ballet. Now, there's an extremely difficult form of performance. Why do you love ballet?
The discipline and the technique. Yes, over the years. I mean, I do feel if you are training to be ballet dancer, your childhood is very much taking over by the discipline, and my teenage years were very much just commitment, commitment, commitment. It's just beautiful art to look at. Even now still, my Instagram page is dominated by looking just at ballet performers. It just takes you somewhere, doesn't it? Especially, it's very relatable for me because I understand it so much, yeah.
You mentioned taking you somewhere, and I love this with performers. I always think about singers, dancers especially. When you're out there on stage, when you are singing, dancing, especially for you with your ballet, where does dancing take you mentally and spiritually, do you think?
It's maybe occasionally in the moment when everything is aligned, and you can't force that moment to come. It just comes or it doesn't. Some shows you are there, some other shows it's a little bit more difficult. But when everything aligns, it's so invigorating. It's so, and when you come away from it as well, you're still on a high. Yes, which is unattainable with any other means. And it's not so much the receiving from the audience, it's the giving. It's in the giving that you get.
Giving, I love that. Yeah. And the performances and the audience, that must be a spectacular feeling when you have thousands of people out there who are loving what you're doing too.
Yes, and not always are you aware that they are loving it. Oh. You are just doing it. Oh. I don't think you're hoping that you can convey a feeling, an emotion, and take them on a journey, not necessarily where you're at, but you're both rising up as such, yeah.
Living in London and performing on the West End, you mentioned a little earlier off mic the triple threat because you have the ballet background, but I presume with shows now, people expect you to be able to sing, dance and act.
Yes, very much so. It's being a triple threat is what you're aspiring to be.
Are you?
Well,
you must be now.
Yeah, for certain things, I suppose. Certain parts, if the part is right for you, for me, Roxy is particularly right, you know, particularly part that suits me. There's other parts that necessarily vocally could be too challenging because the range, the vocal range, la la la. Yeah.
I'm in your dressing room backstage and right next to me I can see mints and all sorts of things that look like these are things for your throat.
Yes.
And obviously again with the ballet background, but as a triple threat and a singer, what do you have to do to look after your body?
I am very aware of staying healthy, really healthy. Healthy diet, exercise, stretching. I love running.
Oh.
Not fast, but just running in general. I did an 8K the other day on one of our days off, and I just adored running in Tokyo. I felt like such a privilege. I was like, wow, I could just run all day.
What time of day do you run?
Morning, always morning. Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't feel like there's many runners in Tokyo. I don't really stumble across many. I think
run around the palace, the Imperial Palace,
oh, really?
First thing in the morning or at 5 p.m. You'll see them.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. 5 p.m. Okay, okay.
Because I think it's a 5 kilometer circuit.
Right.
And everyone goes in the same
and
direction.
There's no traffic lights, I presume.
Exactly,
yeah, yes, because
yeah.
That's the problem. Exactly. It's the traffic lights. Yeah.
You just keep on going.
Yeah. So I eat healthy. I lot of exercise. I don't, you know, I don't drink. I mean, it's just like an athlete would. Do.
Right.
There's a lot more to it. You try and get your hours of sleep. I have a lot of rituals backstage. I have a lot of things I do. Superstitious to just kind
really?
Of... I do, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm quirky backstage.
I always think this is the big challenge, and I might be completely wrong, doing two shows in one day.
Yes. Once you're in it, you're in it. But it's the lead up to it that can be quite... And that's when I use music to really get me going. It could be every show I do or every contract I do, there's sort of a song or an album that gets me through it, gets me going, which is unrelatable to the show whatsoever. It just really lets me rock out in my dressing room at the 5 to just really...
Well, I love it. When I walked into your dressing room, you did have music playing.
Yes.
So what's your dressing room for Chicago music this week?
Oh, well, dare I say... At the moment, it's Jungkook.
Oh.
I know.
K-pop star.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really behind. But yeah, at the moment, and he's an amazing dancer. So I'm sort of trying to groove out, 3D.
I love it. I always speak with people about the power of music. You might have possibly answered the question, but going deeper into it, has music always got you through difficult times?
It was ballet. It was classical music. It was always that. And didn't really listen to the radio such. My sister, when we were growing up, very much always knew what was in, what was new. I was always into my, you know, classical. And then I met someone, my husband, he's a musician, and he was in a band. So then all of a sudden I started going to festivals. I was like, oh, wow, this is a new world.
I'm like, so you had your teen years way later in life.
Yes, much later. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, yeah, so now I do feel music, it either gets me out of a pickle or it gets me to a level of energy where I need to be. And it can make you very sad or just sad, sort of dark. So I try and avoid, when I'm in that place, I try and either cheer, you know, get myself into a positive place with music rather than go too deep into the darker areas, because it's hard to come out of there sometimes.
Have you ever written or thought about writing music or songs?
No. My daughter actually is very musical and writes her own lyrics and songs. And I was like, wow.
So you've got a very musical household.
Yes. We have lots of pianos and guitars. And it's like, yes, it's like a music studio in the garage. And wow. Yeah.
The radio station I'm with, our catchphrase is find your colours. It's to encourage diversity, it's to encourage gender equality and diversity. And people to find their colour, to live their life the best way they can. You sounds like you found your colour. What would you say to anyone listening now if they're trying to find their way through life in their colour?
Never, ever, ever give up. Ever. No matter how things sometimes seem impossible, to always persevere and push through. Because sometimes things look very bleak or unattainable, but that doesn't mean it's not. And a little magic is always around too. Like even being here, I find a miracle. You know, I didn't expect to ever come back, and I'm so grateful and thankful to be here again. So.
But I imagine the audition process must be extremely challenging.
It's brutal and disappointing, and there's always times you go up for so many jobs as an actor and then you get maybe one out of 40 or one out of 50 or one. So that's where it comes from, to never give up, because look, I'm here again, right, thinking I would not be, or, you know, there's always something. But it's just in those moments where there's not any movement, and to just always believe that, you know, I have to, otherwise you have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally, here you are back in Japan, and you sound very happy to be here again. And I know Japan has a real impact on all of us, whether you come for a quick holiday or stay for 30 years. Is there something about Japan you love that you would love to share with the world maybe they don't know about?
Gosh, if I knew, I would tell you.
Tangible or intangible, is it?
Yes, I just the whole culture, and it's like food for thought, and I'm so overwhelmed visually as well. But it's not in a, it's not too much. It's like you hunger for more. I feel like a child again. I'm just like, yes, it's just so exciting. And the balance between the authentic and the old and the new, and sort of that extreme when you're walking around, and the beautiful parks where you can find serenity, and then you're back out on the road. Whoa! And so practical. Everything is so practical. I just want to scoop it up and take it all with me.
Well, there you go.
London, look, world, this is how you do it.
I have loved hanging out with you backstage. You're a couple of hours before you go on stage. Is it two performances today?
Two today, tomorrow. Okay. Yes, yes.
I'll let you get back to your K-pop.
Yes, no, don't tell anyone.
Too late.
<I know.
laughs> Break a leg, and thank you so much, Sarah,
thank
for your time
you.
Today.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
And thank you for joining us today. For more interviews and information, please go to guyperryman.com.